I did karate as a kid for a couple of years, but I quit about 8 years old. I moved on to piano lessons for 2 or 3 years, quit that too. I did about 4 years of baseball, and then 4 years of football. The only thing I kept doing was cello, which I started when I was 10, kept playing in some form until about 5 years ago. Looking back, I have mixed emotions about all these varied activities. I appreciate my parents didn't force me to do anything I didn't want to do, but at the same time, I know that the only reason I quit was because at some point each of these things became too hard. And rather than push through, I took the easy way out. But in middle school, something changed. I spent hours and hours in theater, not because it was easy, but because I could see the value of the hard work in every performance. And then in high school, I spent hours and hours teaching myself to play guitar. Again, it wasn't easy, but I valued the way that playing and writing music gave me an amazing outlet. What developed is my capacity for discipline, the determination to work through difficult things, because persistence and commitment leads to growth. I'm James Check, and this is The Seed. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. We need to get back to seeing discipline with regard to correction as a path to growth. Let's break away from the limits of defining it as punishment. No wonder when people hear verses like Proverbs 3:12, they can get a picture of God as the judge or stern father who's always quick to follow through with consequences. Reading it with that in mind, the Bible seems to be implying we should be happy when we're punished because it means he loves us. Yeah, that's a slippery slope. God's discipline is not to make us feel bad. Instead, it's to train us. Most translations of Proverbs 3:12 actually use the word reprove, which means to correct gently. God is leading us through difficult situations in order that we may learn to be more obedient, more holy, more perfect, just as the Father is perfect. We may feel bad about what we've done because we recognize that sin damaged our relationship with someone. It interferes in our relationship with God. But his discipline shouldn't be thought of as retribution. I don't know any parent who says disciplining their child is easy. We've tried offering our son rewards for good behavior, threatening to take away privileges, giving him consequences. While they've all kind of worked, nothing ever felt like the right answer. Recently, we were playing a board game, and he had a giant meltdown. Instead of reacting, jumping straight to punishment, my wife and I took some time to talk about what happened. And we came up with a plan we had never tried before. We disciplined him by requiring him to play the board game with us every night for a week. Every time we played, the same frustrations would come up. But we were able to coach him through better choices. And by the end of that week, he was able to play that game with much better self-control. Do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and is pleasing to him and is perfect. When God disciplines us, it is by taking us through situations in order to coach us, to transform our minds. We can't do that kind of changing. Only he can. And he does it by correcting us, convincing us, reproving again and again the perfectness of his plan. So be open. Be teachable. Be a disciple. and learn from the Father's discipline. Well, that's it for this episode. The Seed is written and produced by me, James Check. You heard music this episode by John Barkman and the Blue Dot Sessions. You can dig deeper into the passages in this episode by reading Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12, and Romans chapter 12, verse 2. You can continue to connect with The Seed through Facebook, Twitter, or now on Instagram. Stay in touch, leave comments. And you can get each new episode by subscribing to wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, my request is that you would share this episode with just one person, the person that God is putting on your heart. May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to The Seed.